Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five ten News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. It is Chris Bryant and Austin Price, your Friday afternoon, and we appreciate the ride home today. Boy, things are changing by the minute around here. I just want to pass on to you. I'm kind of bummed out that, as you know, I was, and I'll use this in past tense, I was going to be the TV host of the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade Monday.
Right.
Ain't going to happen. That parade now has been canceled. Due to the cold weather conditions. I feel like I'm going to go over, in terms of setting you up here, in terms of if you have friends or maybe you need a shelter, a warm shelter, I want to let you know what's available here. Ferris Hill Baptist Church up in Milton, they've opened up their, they're going to open up the cold weather shelter Sunday, 4 o'clock for the homeless and the heatless. Officials saying anybody wanting to stay at that shelter must get there by 4, between 4 actually, at 8:30. Then here's some the changes that I want to kind of make note of. With below freezing temps, the Waterfront Rescue Mission, of course, one of several centers that will shelter people overnight. They're also designed to offer a warming center during the day. During this cold weather event, they are operating at an expanded capacity and at no charge there. Escambia County Emergency is watching this thing. Travis Thompson, our good friend over there, he's the manager of the EOC situation over there, saying shelter space available for anybody in the county who needs it. Also, some other shelters. At night, the Reap Maxwell Center and My Father's Vineyard will also open as shelters. Now, the Maxwell Center is located at 2200 North Palafox Street, open to women and children. Arrival time, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Later arrivals will need to be accompanied by a law enforcement officer. Also, My Father's Vineyard, which is at 7895 Pensacola Boulevard. It's open to men and women, no children at this site. Arrival time, 4:30 to 6:30. And, of course, ECAT is providing transportation between My Father's Vineyard and the Waterfront Rescue Mission for those who need it. Just trying to take care of some of these cold weather issues that we need to get this information out to you this afternoon.
Right. And one of our top stories just around the nation today, the Supreme Court upholding the law that will ban Chinese-owned TikTok if it's not sold to a U.S. company. The law, of course, being set to take effect Sunday. President-elect Trump reportedly considering an executive order that would save the app that's been dubbed by many as a major national security threat. On Truth Social, Trump said he spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping earlier today and added they discussed a number of things, including the app, but also trade and fentanyl. President Biden has said his administration will not enforce the ban of the ByteDance-owned app before he leaves office.
5:13 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending up today with Wall Street rallying to its best week since President Trump's election. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
The major averages finishing higher for the day and week. Markets appear to be optimistic ahead of the Trump presidency. Shares of Intel jumped 9% following a report that the chipmaker is an acquisition target. Shares of both Meta Platforms and Alphabet gained after the Supreme Court upheld a federal law that would ban TikTok nationwide on Sunday unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. And Bitcoin surging with the world's largest crypto topping $104,000. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Salesforce and Amazon, the Dow decliners, Merck, Johnson & Johnson, and Travelers. The Dow rising 335 points, the Nasdaq higher by 292, S&P 500 up 59. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I also want to let you know that in about 15 minutes, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Reese's Senior Bowl, last pair of this week. It'll just be the same prompt as always, but I better not get any early birds texting in because they remember the text line. You got to text in when I ask. But once again, that'll be in about 15 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Traffic flow problems continuing in Gulf Breeze. FDOT reporting today. In addition to the ongoing road widening and stormwater infrastructure project along Gulf Breeze Parkway and on to Highway 98, this is eastbound 98, users of the Garcon Point Bridge will have maintenance work to endure with until the latter part of 25. I always mention to you that coming across the Garcon to get to work, they've now knocked it down to one lane. As in today, they were out there doing this. Ram Construction Services of Michigan got the green light to begin the deck ceiling and concrete operations in November, and by golly, they're doing it right now. President-elect Trump, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, will be sworn into office indoors on Monday due to dangerously cold temps. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
I'm just off the phone with somebody who works for the president-elect, a source familiar, who confirms that the swearing-in and the inaugural address will happen inside the U.S. Capitol Dome. And then President-elect Trump is confirming on Truth Social that everything else is going to move into Capital One Arena. We knew that on Sunday there was going to be a Capital One Arena rally with J.D. Vance speaking, Donald Trump speaking, the Village People and Kid Rock were going to perform. Now that is going to be a viewing party for a lot of the folks that are in town, but that seats about 20,000 or fewer of the attendees. That is a much smaller crowd than they would be expecting on the entire National Mall.
Alrighty, 5:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, our biggest problem last hour, and it's still a problem currently, but it looks like it is greatly being assisted, is if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Holt. There was some extensive road closures there, but it looks like just about all of I-10 is open again. And either that or my map's glitching out here, but we still do have a wave of congestion near the Holt area. And on Highway 90, there's a lot of runoff congestion from people that were trying to avoid those closures earlier this afternoon. Outside of that, your worst-looking spots right now are going to be Avalon Boulevard, heading towards Highway 98. And on Highway 98 itself, where those two roads meet in the Tiger Point area, got some backups there. And on Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, though, we're sitting at around 59 degrees, low of 57 tonight. So it's not going to get much cooler, but there is going to be some rainfall chances bleeding into your Saturday, where the high is 69, low is 45. Sunday, however, going to be dry and cool. High of 59, low of 24. High of 53, low of 24. I'm sorry.
24 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay. At the end of his term in the White House, President Biden's approval ratings coming in well below average. Here's more from Fox.
President Biden's job approval in this poll sits at 42%, up a point from December, but still far below his Democratic predecessors, Barack Obama at 57% and Bill Clinton at 62%. When assessing President Biden as a person, it's a similar story. The president is liked by 40% of respondents. Again, well below fellow Democrats, Obama at 60% and Clinton at 48% at the end of their presidencies. In fact, when President-elect Trump got ready to leave office in 2020, his personal approval was at 45%, 5 points better than Biden now. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
You know, we were talking about a few moments ago, the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade has been canceled this year because of the cold weather. Look at it, Alan Strom, and I was just checking this out. Parade time was scheduled at 11 a.m. You know what the real temperature would have been at that time?
What's that?
33 degrees with the wind chill factor at that time. Look at it, about 19 degrees.
So
they're not having a parade.
The parade not happening is perhaps a blessing in disguise.
And there goes my whole effort to get in two pairs of long underwear for that thing, but don't have to worry about it this year.
All right.
But I love
good to know.
I'm really disappointed because I love doing that parade.
5:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll be giving away those Reese's Senior Bowl tickets in about 10 minutes, but also we'll be touching on the Supreme Court having another big decision regarding whether elementary schools can require reading that includes LGBTQ themes. Details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly, as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated, and frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress, here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back, local. I'm bringing new ideas, along with fresh, conservative leadership, right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust, and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. Five beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights world champion dancers leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
Coming to the Sanger Theater March 17th. Get your tickets now.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Three Pensacola Right Now, Friday afternoon. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thanks for having us on today. Now that they have juggled the inauguration Monday and Tuesday activities. Mondays, of course, they moved the inauguration, actually swearing in, indoors.
Right.
For this thing here. By the way, I don't know if you were aware of this or not, but President-elect Trump is going to use two Bibles when he's sworn in on Monday. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
As he did during his first inauguration in 2017, President-elect Trump will use the Lincoln Bible when he takes the oath of office on Monday. The Bible was first used for the swearing-in of Abraham Lincoln in 1861. President Obama used the Bible for his two inaugurations. The transition, says President-elect Trump, will also use his personal Bible given to him by his mother in 1955. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance is also using a family Bible to take the oath of office that first belonged to his great-grandmother. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. The main issue has been I-10 East traveling towards Holt. It's significantly decreased. It looks like a lot of that road closure business is handled, but there is still a wave of congestion there. Also on Highway 90 traveling eastbound towards the same area. Other big spots are Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and on Avalon Boulevard itself traveling southbound towards Highway 98 into Tiger Point area. We still got some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's Highway 98 traveling eastbound over there. But the Avalon issues have seemingly subsided, so there's some good news for you as well. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 59 degrees, low of 57 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a wet Saturday, high of 69, low of 45. Sunday's a dry 53, 24.
Okay, 526. News Radio 92.3. The weather's a major issue moving in this weekend here.
Clearly.
Santa Ana's that good thing about out in California, the wind's set to slow down a bit. And we're getting a preview of the Inauguration Day weather. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather forecast.
Firefighters in Southern California will get a brief break from the winds and the dry conditions today through the weekend. But next week, we could see another Santa Ana wind event that could hamper efforts to control the large fires already burning. Meanwhile, a major Arctic blast is set to unleash extremely cold air, along with the chance for snow and ice over the south, and then a potential coastal storm late this weekend into Monday for the Northeast, with one of the coldest inaugurations on record for Washington, D.C. Fox Weather has all your details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Janice. 527 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Going to go ahead and give away these Senior Bowl tickets. Senior Bowl happening in Mobile on February 1st. Just text in to 850-437-1620, your favorite college team. The first person to do that at 850-437-1620, text in your favorite college team. You will get those tickets. We've been doing it all week. This should not be news.
528, News Radio 92.3. I believe we need to talk about the four P's because the cold weather's moving. And maybe you forgot about
that's
it,
not news either, but it's very important.
Yeah, but it is. It's information that you can use. Pets, people, pipes, and plants. That's your four P's. Keep the pets indoors as much as possible. Make frequent checks on the older folks, friends, and neighbors. Leave the faucets dropping to prevent frozen busted pipes. Pretty good idea to cover outdoor plants as well. Bring potted plants inside. And major things happening in Washington, of course. Tech titans, the Giants, will be attending Monday's presidential inauguration. One will be conspicuously absent. Jenny Casello has more.
As President-elect Trump is sworn in for a second term on Monday, the leaders of Tesla, Amazon, Google, Meta Platforms, OpenAI, and TikTok will be there to witness the inauguration. Though Reuters says NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang won't be among them. The tech industry has been working on mending fences with the incoming Trump administration. Huang says he'll be on the road celebrating Lunar New Year with employees and their families. The Biden administration recently unveiled new artificial intelligence export regulations. Huang says he hasn't discussed it with the Trump administration, though he says he'll look forward to congratulating the Trump administration when they take office. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Alrighty, and hinted at this before the break. The Supreme Court deciding whether elementary schools can require reading that includes LGBTQ themes. A lawsuit over a Maryland school district's policy landed before the Supreme Court. A group of religious parents sued Montgomery County Schools, arguing it violated their First Amendment religious rights. The school board approved a group of LGBTQ inclusive books as part of its English curriculum back in 2022. Parents were allowed to opt out initially, but then reverted to teachers' discretion.
Okay, thinking about maybe making some money tonight, invest in your future. Mega Millions, $113 million, $49.2 million, that is your cash option. Now, tomorrow night, a little bit more. Bucks on the line, Powerball, $331 million, $145.1 million cash option. Both of those drawings, of course, at 10 p.m. Play wisely, and good luck to you. Also, on Monday, for the order of governors in Florida and Alabama, the flags will be raised to full staff as President-elect Trump is sworn in for the second term as president. Putting the mourning period for President Carter on hold, flags will return to half-staff on Tuesday, recognizing the death of former President Jimmy Carter. That will continue.
Yeah.
Full 30 days from when he died, 30 days out.
Right. As you and I said, I mean, they're just saying, look, the one day of the president's inauguration, that's the only day where, that's the only exception.
Yeah, nobody's really making too many waves about it this year.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden speaking at the winter meeting of U.S. Congress of Mayors in Washington, where he says he commuted the sentences of about 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders.
These individuals are serving in disproportionately long and harsh sentences compared to the sentence they would receive had they committed the crime today. After spending too long behind bars, these individuals will soon be reunited with their families and communities.
These additional clemency cases give President Biden the record now for the highest number of commutations and pardons individually granted by a U.S. president. The Supreme Court ruling to uphold the law potentially banning TikTok if its Chinese-owned social media platform is not sold. Canadian businessman and interested TikTok buyer Kevin O'Leary telling Fox News Channel what the decision from the high court tells him.
This was not a case about free speech. We definitely learned that today in a 9-0 decision.
They have until Sunday to sell. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. One major threat to the U.S. supply chain has been avoided, with a deal to keep port workers from striking across the eastern Gulf Coast being reached last week. The agreement has caused shippers, though, to start front-loading their products for the U.S. market leading up to President-elect Trump's inauguration in an effort to skirt potential aggressive trade tariffs. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with Dow gaining 334, the S&P 500 gained nearly 59 points, and the NASDAQ was up 291. The Supreme Court is upholding the law requiring China-based ByteDance to divest its ownership of TikTok by Sunday or face an effective ban in the U.S. In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court sided with the Biden administration, upholding legislation the president signed in April. U.S. crude oil futures for February residing above $78 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. It's time for some NFL Division Round Weekend picks. I like the Texans as 8-point underdogs to cover the spread but lose to the Chiefs. Give me the Lions laying the 9 points as I have them beating the Commanders by 10. I see the Rams putting up a fight against the Eagles, so I'll take the 6.5 points but Philly wins. And finally, Buffalo is a 1.5-point underdog at home to the Ravens, and I like the Bills to win the game outright. Hope you enjoy the games, everybody. I'm Zach Gelb.
When your little one has a cold with a fever, try new DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever. It's the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever offers fast, effective cold and fever relief for kids ages 6 and up with a delicious grape flavor that kids love. New DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever will help them feel better fast so they can get back to the fun stuff quickly. New DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough Plus Fever. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. You know, during that time when that music was popping the charts, you used to take a whistle to these concerts. And
yeah, you mentioned that.
Blowing the whistle.
Right.
I don't ever hear the whistles in these tracks here. That's why I'm questioning that, because everybody had a whistle.
Well, these are, a lot of them studio recordings.
Well, I know that, but they could have.
Those whistles.
As ambience, though, they could have thrown a whistle in there, you know?
Yeah. While a song's playing, you hear all those friggin' whistles.
That's what's happening in the clubs, man, at that time.
And that's why you didn't catch me there.
It was great. You weren't even thought about.
Yeah, that was another reason. No, yeah.
You weren't even thought about that time. Let me talk real quick about the Ice Flyers. They are in town tonight. Finally, it seems like they've been gone for a long time. Another brutal matchup for the good guys. They face Fayetteville, three-game series tonight. The Peanuts gang all down there. They axed for you. They're making their return to the hangar for another fun night. Friends and family should be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. And
remember, I called. We were talking about the piano player, and I called it Lioness. And Schroeder. The texter said Schroeder. Yes. Said, whoa, we'll yeah. go there again.
Well, speaking of our texters, we do that individual from the other day is not the only one we want to tip our cap to.
Is now arrested and put in jail for 4 days.
yeah, we turned him in. But no, we want to give congratulations to James from Pensacola.
Attaboy,
he is our
James.
Winner.
Thank you so much for listening.
Of the Senior Bowl tickets, and you know, I am so proud of James's story.
And I want to hear it
because he is the one who throughout this week was saying Diamond Razorbacks and Arizona Razorbacks.
And
he did. Early this afternoon, he said Arkansas Razorbacks. And I told him, I said, okay, you say that. I said, you say that at 5:30 when I ask to hear it and you'll get some Senior Bowl tickets. He was the first to say it.
Isn't he amazing?
Yeah, that's awesome. So good for him.
And what part of the area does he live in?
Pensacola.
Okay.
Yeah.
And his name?
James.
That a boy, James. Nice job.
Yeah, just one more time. James Pensacola,
yeah,
we love you.
All right. Hey, tomorrow night is Wiener Dog Races. I love this. You ever seen those little monsters going across the ice?
I think I have seen them before, but it's B-roll footage. I haven't seen it live.
That's funny. And Sunday fans can get discounted tickets when you purchase those. Puck dropping 7:05 tonight, tomorrow night 7:05, and then Sunday afternoon 4:00. And, you know, there's not much time left in the NFL season, quickly winding down. Jared Max has more in Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. Only 7 games left in the NFL season. NFC divisional playoff game Saturday on Fox in Detroit between the Lions and the Washington Commanders, who were fresh off beating the NFC South champion Buccaneers last weekend in Tampa. Detroit has not played since 2 weeks ago. As the Lions earned a first-round playoff bye, they're favored to beat the Commanders by 2 scores. Kickoff on Fox, 8 p.m. Eastern, Saturday. The winner will advance to the NFC Championship game against the winner of Sunday's contest in Philadelphia between the Eagles and Los Angeles Rams. The Eagles beat the Packers last week by 12 points before the Rams crushed the Vikings by 18. Divisional playoffs start Saturday afternoon in Kansas City, where the 2-time reigning Super Bowl champion Chiefs will host the Houston Texans. The winner will move to the AFC title game against the winner of Sunday night's premier matchup in Western New York between MVP candidate quarterbacks Josh Allen of the Bills and Lamar Jackson of the Ravens. Jared Max, Fox News.
Thank you very much, Jared. Yeah, you know, I'm hoping for some good games. I don't know if Chiefs-Texans is going to be particularly close. Rams are my underdog pick. I think that'll be a competitive game, but I don't really care who wins it personally. I want the Bills to beat the Ravens because I'm a Steelers guy and I hate the Ravens. And then, Lions and Commanders, it's a shame that those two teams not only play in the same conference, but they have to play this week in the divisional round because those are two stories that you want to see both of them succeed. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah, and as you know, I'm pulling for Detroit.
I am too.
To take this whole thing home there.
But. Well, I'm right there with you, especially with the Vikings being out. They were a cool team. My dad kind of likes them, but also Steelers once again being laughed out of the wild card as always. Yeah, I'm all on Detroit.
And I feel it's your responsibility to give us your 2 cents on the take between Notre Dame and Ohio State.
I'll give a score prediction on Monday, but I look
oh,
at
suspense.
Yeah, whoa, book it, everybody. Just like LeBron's announcement to Miami. I will say this, though. I think Penn State would have been a better matchup for Ohio State, just in particular, because I think Penn State and Notre Dame both haven't looked great all throughout their season as far as who they've played, how they've played them. But Penn State would have had the rivalry factor. They would have had the rematch, having only lost to Ohio State by a touchdown in the regular season. They would have had those conditions that would have made it trickier for the Buckeyes. I think OSU now looks at Notre Dame just like they're any other opponent, and I think they plow right through them.
I think it's a great game. I think it's going to be absolutely a phenomenal game.
I hope you're right.
Just because of their name power, it brings back a semblance of grandeur of years gone by, you know. And I think maybe the country needs something like that.
I would love to see this be a great game. Everybody would. But I know that college football has just hit us with too many blowouts in the postseason before.
I'm all over Notre Dame.
You got Notre Dame winning this game?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right.
That'll be interesting.
Well, you know, listen, I don't do that for a living like you do.
Well, once again, I hope you're right. I want Notre Dame to win. I just don't think they will.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. But I have deep ties to the Irish, so there you go. Instagram may be seeing a new competitor. Now, this is some pretty interesting stuff. Eben Brown has more for you.
Fox on Tech.
We told you about a developer bringing an Instagram-style app to the world of Blue Skies social networking. And now with the coming possible ban of TikTok in the U.S., one U.S. investor wants to create a clone also steeped in Blue Sky. Mark Cuban posted on his TikTok nonetheless, plans to fund a video-based social app using the Blue Sky framework. Like the coming photo-based app Flashes, it too would be decentralized, and it would allow for individual networks on the AT protocol. TikTok users are scrambling to find a new home with similar features, anticipating the coming ban, as it looks as if the China-based owner of TikTok has yet to make a deal to sell the app to a U.S.-based operator. Some users are now discovering Red Note, but that app is also based in China and subject to the rules and the whims of China's ruling Communist Party. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown,
Fox
News.
You're
going to
see so many people going to that red light or whatever it is.
Red Note.
Knowing.
They already have.
Knowing that might as well just open up your computer. There it is. I mean, they've got it. Go for it.
Well, I've seen some talk about it before, and we've heard some
for
about
a 10-second little video clip. You'd put all your privacy online.
I'm seeing a lot of people, and because we've mentioned this before, Chris, it's a matter of, oh, okay, well, this is just kind of a middle finger, dare I say, to the American government. That's why some people are choosing Red Note in particular. But as you said, yeah, if it harms yourself, hey, it's your choice, but you're just taking a risk with it, I suppose. Just past 5:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you.
So, you suppose?
looking at some of those issues that we were dealing with, heading towards the Holt area on both I-10 East and Highway 90 eastbound, we are still dealing with some congestion over there, but the road closure issues themselves appear to have been resolved, so there's some good news for you. Outside of that, it's just a couple of our usual spots, such as Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 59 degrees, low of 57 tonight. We're going to get some rainfall chances, pretty decent ones, bleeding into your Saturday. It's going to be a very wet Saturday, high of 69, low of 45. But the day after that, Sunday, going to be cool and dry, high of 53, low of 24.
I tell you what concerns me is how happy you are about this. Are you happy about this wet stuff coming in?
No, not the rain. I'm happy about it still remaining cooler, but not the rain. No.
And we were talking about this, and what did I say? What this all means? Means you're going to have to go wash your car in 3 days.
That is true.
What this is going to be so nasty for the keeping the car effort. Well, next week's dangerous wind chills doing a lot of damage to events. Of course, Martin Luther King Jr. parade. Scheduled for 11 a.m. Monday. Not happening this year.
Right.
Brutal temperatures. Brutal, brutal temperatures. Up in Washington, President-elect Trump's inauguration has been moved to indoors. And Jared Halpern has more from the White House for you.
For the first time in decades, a president will take the oath of office and deliver his inaugural address from inside the U.S. Capitol. President-elect Trump, in a social media post, says the wind chill factors forecasted to fall to the single digits make for dangerous conditions for the tens of thousands of first responders and hundreds of thousands of supporters. He says he's ordered the inauguration, including prayers and speeches, to be delivered inside from the Capitol Rotunda. The Capitol One Arena in Washington will also open for live viewing of the ceremony, and the president-elect says he'll join the crowd there after his swearing-in.
at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
5:48, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time last hour, I said we were going to get some stock numbers when available, and we never got to it because I'm a liar. So, right now, Wall Street closed higher to notch its first weekly gain of the new year. At the closing bell, the Dow rose 334 points to 43,487. The S&P 500 added 59 points to 59.96, and the NASDAQ gained 291 to 19,630. So, there you go.
Okay, let's frame this story under like maybe a topic like, oh, no, you don't. There you go. Okay. And what I'm talking about here, Senator Marco Rubio, of course, President-elect Trump's Secretary of State designate, strongly suggested that the U.S. will restore the designation of Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism shortly after President-elect Trump takes office. You know, Biden kind of opened this thing up here for a can of worms. Rubio now has declared that Cuba is without a question a state sponsor of terrorism. You're probably saying, what's behind this? Well, this week, if you remember, the outgoing Biden administration removed the designation from Cuba. Rubio said nothing implemented by the Biden administration on Cuba recently is binding on the incoming Trump administration. You know what's going to happen, don't you?
What's that?
Going back to where they were with Trump law.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, Rubio, you know, being from, his Latin descent and his roots, he's very well familiar with how Cuba can manipulate not only the population, people, things like that, but also governments. He's not buying into it, and he's not allowing that to happen in the U.S. So that's where that's playing out.
And now we know.
And now you know.
5:50 here. Eating lots of red meat could apparently increase your chances for dementia. A new study shows people who eat the equivalent of 2 slices of bacon or a hot dog a day have a 13% greater chance of developing dementia than those who eat a minimal amount. The study was published in the journal Neurology. Who's eating a hot dog a day? I guess it's just like trying to quantify, okay, here's the amount we're talking here.
And how come the hot dogs are better at Circle K than at home?
Now, see, that's what they should have done their darn study on.
That's the question.
My goodness. Just about 5:51.
I love
here.
Those hot dogs.
Yeah.
I can't go inside this place.
Going to go out on a limb here and say, I think Chris missed the point.
No, I got the point. I was just adding, as we say in New Orleans, a bit of lagniappe to the subject matter.
All right. I get that. 5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, researchers at the University of Virginia say a relatively new technology can help doctors treat type 1 diabetes. Details on how in the world that works and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Feedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months, or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate for Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but your finances too. Your personal info is in so many places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity's stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back. And resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Are you having a problem maybe getting your driver's license reinstated? Potential help is on the way for you. Escambia officials are holding a restoration clinic. Going to happen in March. I'm giving you this heads up because these things, the session holds 150 people. They go fast, and I'll be real transparent with you on that. So if you're really wanting to maybe get reinstated with that license, it's going to be over at the Blanchard Judicial Building downtown on March 28th, but you got to register online. I would recommend take care of that today.
Yes, absolutely. Take care of it as soon as possible.
Absolutely, because it will go fast.
You know what? Since you're talking about driver's license, why not talk about the drivers themselves?
Yeah.
5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Worst looking spot right now. We've been touching on it all afternoon. If you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90 towards the Holt area, we still have a pretty hefty wave of congestion over there. But hopefully that will be breaking down sooner rather than later. Outside of that, there's not much really standing out. As for the weather, 59 degrees, low of 57 tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday are going to be very interesting days because on Saturday, we got a lot of rain, high of 69, low of 45, 60% chance of rainfall throughout the bulk of your Saturday. Sunday, it's going to be dry, but the high is going to be 53 and the low is going to be a staggering 24.
Whew. Just too cold for me.
Brace yourself for that one.
It really is. Were you teasing about the red light intersection story? I heard you talk about some drivers.
Yeah. That's totally what I was doing. Yeah. I'm ready for you.
No, I'm just wondering what you were doing about that. I heard you talking about it.
Oh, well, I mean, we're talking about a lot of violations. I know Mayor D.C. Reeves touched on that.
Yeah, he did.
That's not nine intersections. Nine intersections presumes one intersection's four approaches. You know, it's eastbound, southbound, northbound, westbound. So when we say nine approaches, we're talking about just one direction of an intersection. So do the math. As you can see, what we're really showing you is two intersections.
509 violations, one week, nine cameras. Good Lord.
That's unbelievable.
You can go up there and you can see these things. I think WEAR has it up there. Maybe PNJ has it up. But they have the cameras showing the people running the red lights.
And just how egregious I think the word was.
Just
some
how
of those
dangerous,
examples can be.
Just how dangerous and how long after the red light was activated, how long it took these cars to get through these intersections. They should have been smashed if somebody was coming through the other way real fast.
Right.
Count to three. Push three in 25.
Alrighty. Mentioned this before the break. Researchers
count to three is what we're talking about before
yes,
the light changes.
Absolutely. Researchers at UVA, that's University of Georgia, Virginia, say a relatively new technology can help doctors treat type 1 diabetics. A study published this month by researchers at the Center for Diabetes Technology analyzed data from a 10-year study involving more than 1,400 diabetes patients. The research showed that keeping blood sugar levels within a certain range helped patients avoid complications like blindness and kidney damage, obviously. Virginia researchers are recommending the use of continuous glucose monitors to help doctors identify and treat patients with a higher risk of diabetes complications. So apparently, it's a new technology that can help you monitor it all the better, and maybe doctors catch it and subdue it all the quicker.
You know, I don't think this is such a bad request. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments from religious parents who want to keep their children out of classes in public school districts when LGBT storybooks are read. I don't think this is a bad request. and you know, giving the exposure here. Anyway, Jill Nadeau has details from Washington.
Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland approved a few storybooks featuring lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender characters. The district says those books are all about learning language and don't give any instruction about sexual orientation. A group of parents say those books conflict with their religions and they want their children excused when those books are read. When the school district said no, the parents went to a lower court asking for an injunction to allow the children to opt out. That court said no. Now the Supreme Court's taking up the case after the plaintiff said the earlier ruling undermines the rights of parents. In Washington, Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
So let me just see if I got this right.
Okay.
The books that they're talking about had no direct reference to anything sexuality related, right? Is that what she said?
The content did.
Okay, because I was about to ask, like, in what capacity are you trying to put it in the book? Like, why are you even bothering at that point if you are someone who's making these books? Like, I don't know. I feel like, and I'm all for representation, and I'm all for you finding out who you are, and that's great. I just don't understand why it's being, I hope that doesn't sound ignorant.
I read between the lines. I'm perfectly clear on what you're talking about.
But I just don't understand
and
why.
So are they.
I don't understand why this is being pushed. Obviously, it is such an uphill battle. Why would you try to fight these parents on what they want their kids to be exposed to and when? Like, I just don't know why you would die on that hill.
It's the fight.
It's
fight
the fight.
Fight and conquer.
Fight and conquer. That's the spirit.
Adamant, that the rock star back in the 80s, used to have a song called Fight and Conquer.
And I guess they listened to it once, and now here we are.
Probably so. Come on back. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.